Today on Uncensored, we are looking at the people running Kwadwokuza Municipality. What the cost ratepayers, what bonuses they received, and what the municipality's own records say about the results. Because this is the contradiction at the heart of Kwadwokuza right now. Kwadwokuza's latest annual report shows that only 38% of basic service delivery targets were met. A year earlier, that figure was 58%. That is a drop of 20 percentage points in the category that matters most to residents. Roads, maintenance, housing, public amenities, the practical things people live with every day. And yet, in that same period, senior officials at the top of the municipality still had performance bonuses reflected in the annual financial statements. So today the question is simple. If basic service delivery fell from 58% to 38%, what exactly was being rewarded? To understand that, you first have to understand how Kwadwokuza is run. The administration is built around 8 business units under the municipal manager. These are the senior operational arms of the municipality. They include the Office of the Municipal Manager, Corporate Services, Economic Development and Planning, Community Services and Public Amenities, Community Safety, Civil Engineering and Human Settlement, Electric Engineering and Finance. Together, these units are supposed to turn budgets into delivery. They are supposed to make the municipality work. So when roads are not repaired, when projects stall, when electricity losses rise, when money is spent irregularly, and when service delivery falls off a cliff, those failures do not sit in the abstract. They sit inside named departments led by named senior officials. And this is not a small institution. Kwadwokuza's own annual report shows a total permanent staff complement of 1,489 posts. Of 1,153 budgeted posts, 1,083 were filled. That left 72 vacancies. Now, the municipality can point to that and say it's under pressure, but pressure does not explain away poor leadership, and it does not explain why the executive layer still costs millions. Employee-related costs for the 24-25 financial year came to 593.2 million rand. Councillor remuneration came to 30.9 million. This is a municipality carrying a very heavy wage bill before you even get to infrastructure, maintenance or service backlogs. Now look at the top administrative structure. The municipal manager, Nhlanhla Mdikana, he received a total remuneration package of 2.23 million rand that included a performance bonus of 64,000.389. So that's almost 65,000 rand. Pamela Mtaka, the executive director for corporate services, her salary for the current financial year ending was 1.83 million rand with a performance bonus of 86,000 rand. Tembele Nkumalo, the executive director for civil engineering, he received 1.29 million rand for the year reflected. No performance bonus is shown on the page that was reviewed. The executive director for economic development and planning, he received 1.94 million with a performance bonus of 155,000 rand. The executive director for community safety, he received 1.89 million rand with a performance bonus of 155,000 rand. The executive director for community services and public amenities, he received 1.91 million with a performance bonus of 166,000 rand. The chief operations officer received 1.192, that's almost 2 million rand, with a performance bonus of 137,000 rand. And the executive director for electric engineering services, he received 1.83 million with a performance bonus of 86,000 rand. So this is not a municipality short on senior salary titles or rewards. I mean, almost all these execs earn close to 2 million rand a year, and that is not all the perks that come with a job, which include the car allowance and the travelling and everything else that comes with the package. So this is a municipality whose own documents show an expensive executive structure, even while performance is weakening. Now, put that against the results. Overall, municipal performance dropped from 77% to 70%. That is the board headline. But the number that matters most is basic service delivery. That dropped from 58% to 38%. That is a category that speaks to what residents see and feel. And when you drill into the report, the failure becomes concrete. The target was to build 90 houses, only 78 were built. The target was to hand over 90 houses, just 90 houses, and only 78 were handed over. Targets for service sites were also missed. The municipality failed to spend the full municipal infrastructure grant. The target was 100% spending. It only achieved 71.24%. It also failed to hit its capital spending target. The goal was 90%. It reached 83%. That means 70% of the capital budget was not spent as planned. Again, this is not just accounting language. This is money that was supposed to be spent on infrastructure and services, but did not. And then there are the projects that slipped or stalled. The Schlange Hall supply chain process reached only 40% against a target of 100%. Woodmead taxi rank was at 0% against a target of full completion. Lindelani Creche reached 20% against a target of 40%. Salt Rock Bridge design reached 50% against a target of 100%. The Zinkwazi sewer upgrade missed its milestone target completely. The Darnell sports field reached 66% instead of full completion. The Fluxbraid cemetery parking rehabilitation also missed target. And the Belita taxi rank was still not fully complete. So the municipality's own explanations repeat the same reasons over and over. Procurement delays, supply chain bottlenecks, underperforming contractors, business forum disruptions, budget constraints, delays in appointing service providers. So the picture that emerges is not one of isolated failure. It is a system struggling to turn plans into results. Now look at the departments, start with electricity. This is one of the hardest hitting comparisons in the whole report. The Executive Director of Electrical Engineering Services earned 1.83 million rand and had a performance bonus of 86,000 rand reflected. Yet the Auditor General flagged electricity losses of 386 million rand. That figure represents almost 27% of total electricity purchased. Now, in plain English, more than a quarter of the electricity bought by the municipality was effectively lost. The year before, the loss was 321 million. So in 1 year, electricity losses increased by roughly 65.7 million. Now, the audit committee identified material energy losses as one of the recurring areas where management performance has been below par over the past 3 years. That is a devastating contrast. The electricity executive earned 1.83 million and received a bonus, while the municipality lost nearly 387 million rand in electricity. Then take civil engineering. This is one of the core delivery departments. It is the department most closely tied to infrastructure, capital projects, and visible service delivery. And it is one of the departments now sitting right inside the suspension story. Thembela Khumalo, the Executive Director for Civil Engineering, is one of the three officials under precautionary suspension. His disclosed remuneration was 1.29 million. No performance bonus is reflected on the page reviewed, but the wider issue is not the bonus, it is performance. Civil engineering sits at the center of delayed project delivery, missed milestones, underspending of infrastructure allocations, and stalled capital work. This is where residents feel failure in the most visible way, in roads, access work, public infrastructure, and engineering delivery. And when the report shows capital underspending, missed project milestones, and delayed infrastructure, this is one of the departments where accountability should sit. Now then you've got the corporate services, Pamela Mtaka, the Executive Director for Corporate Services. She received 1.83 million rand with a performance bonus of 86,000 rand. Corporate services is not the department people talk about on the street, but it matters because it is part of the internal machinery that keeps the municipality legally and administratively functional. And this is where the Auditor General's language became important. The Auditor General found that management did not implement adequate internal controls to ensure compliance with laws and regulations. The AG also found that irregular expenditure was not properly investigated to determine whether any person was liable for losses. That matters because corporate services sits close to government support, institutional control, and internal administration. So the issue is not that every irregular rand sits personally on one executive's desk. The issue is that the official heading one of the municipality's key internal governance departments earned 1.83 million and still had a bonus reflected in a year when internal controls were still being flagged as weak. Then the municipal manager sits above all of it as the accounting officer. His remuneration package was 2.23 million Rand, including a performance bonus of 64,000 Rand. And the institution under his administration was flagged for some of the most serious failures in the report. The Auditor General recorded irregular expenditure of 106 million Rand because proper tender processes were not followed. Unauthorized expenditure came to 8.81 million rand. The AG also found that money owed by the municipality was not always paid within 30 days as required. And again, the auditor said management failed to implement adequate internal controls and failed to properly investigate irregular expenditure to determine liability. So the accounting officer earned 2.23 million. And still has a bonus reflected in a year when the municipality's own audit record showed non-compliance, weak controls, and major financial leakage. And now Mandikana is one of three senior officials on precautionary suspension. The other two are Pamela Mtaka in Corporate Services and Thabela Khumalo in Civil Engineering. The urgent bid to fast-track the challenge to these suspensions was rejected by the Labour Court. That matters because these are not junior officials. They are some of the most senior administrators in Kwadi Kuza. And together, on the figures disclosed, those three suspended officials alone account for at least 5.35 million rand in remuneration. But in Dukana's case, the burden does not stop there. The leaked municipal security report says each close protection officer that protects the municipal manager costs about 550,000 rand a year. The same report says the municipal manager retains a full-time security detail plus a backup vehicle with fuel, insurance and maintenance paid by the municipality. So ratepayers are not just carrying his 2.23 million rand package, they're also carrying an ongoing security cost that runs into millions once personal and vehicle costs are factored in. Now step back and look at the full picture. Basic service delivery fell from 58% to 38%. Overall performance fell from 77% to 70%. Electricity losses reached 386 million rand. Irregular expenditure reached 106 million. Unauthorized expenditure reached almost 9 million. Infrastructure grants were not fully spent. Capital targets were missed. Housing targets were missed. Project milestones were missed, and yet senior officials at the top of the administrative structure still receive million rand packages, with several receiving performance bonuses on top. That is the disconnect, and it's not just a political slogan. It's in the municipality's own numbers. Kwadi Kuza is not short of structure, it is not short of executive posts, and it is not short of senior remuneration. What its own report shows it is short of is delivery. It is at a level that would make those bonuses easy to defend. So the public question is a fair one. If only 38% of basic service delivery targets were met, if electricity losses reached nearly 387 million rand, if irregular expenditure hits 106 million, and if key projects miss target, what exactly was being rewarded? That is the question residents should be asking, not because every failure belongs to one person alone, but because the executive layer exists to lead the system, and the system's own record shows it is not performing at a level that matches the rewards at the top. So we're going to keep unpacking what the annual report shows, how the system has been justified, and why the gap between performance and reward matters to every ratepayer in Kwadi Kuza. Thank you for listening. This is Penny Furie on Uncensored.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security. As the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.